What is up?
Cheers to my seltzer.
We got nothing to
non-alcoholic.
Clank. There you go.
It's a can.
It's a can, and I have a cup.
It's been some time.
Yes, it has. Needed some time off.
We said that last
we
podcast.
We say that every time. Let's just be honest.
Yo, life has hands.
Where are you going with that one?
No, just that, you know, life can get in the way of things and you just design your life for yourself.
Oh, good segue. That was right into it.
I'm sorry.
Jeez.
I didn't
intro,
mean to.
No banter, nothing.
Well, I'm staring at this blank canvas, this huge blank canvas.
Is this going to represent your life?
Maybe.
What's up, buddy?
I don't know. Mickey's in here, our dog, so he's ready to party, licking the furniture.
So sometimes when weeks go by and we don't do a podcast, it's not because we don't love you all or
no
whatever. It's just, you know, sometimes to find the motivation for us to do this, you know, it's hard.
Yeah.
You know, we're constantly growing as well and, you know, busy with our jobs and our occupations. And
let's be real, too. Like, sometimes we don't even feel motivated.
Correct. That's exactly where I was going to go. And we use the weekends in order to recharge our batteries.
And decompress and everything.
And we do things that we really enjoy. And then before we know it, it's 6 o'clock on a Sunday. And we're like, we never got to the podcast.
Exactly. And let's be real, because we're human. Like, we have our struggles, too, where some weeks we're like, wow, I am in a negative space. And, like, I don't feel, you know, strong enough to produce something for a podcast that's motivational for other people.
Right.
And like, that's just real talk. Like
100%. I mean,
we have hard days. We're not like this, like perfect couple, perfect, like
it would not be right of me to sit here on a podcast and have that like imposter syndrome
for sure
of like, wow, here I am talking about trying to be positive, motivating other people. And I'm actually the one that could be using it or like I am fearing like I got the Sunday scaries. Like I don't want to go tomorrow, you know, in tomorrow or whatever. And that's just being raw and real. And I think that's what people want to hear, because sometimes I look through the crap of some of these like constantly motivated people. And it's like, you're human. There is no way.
Exactly.
You are always on.
That's
100%.
Why I love Mel Robbins, is because she puts stuff out there regardless, and like she shows her like seasons of her life as well.
Yeah.
And that's why I relate with that, and that's why I think a couple people listen to this and appreciate us, is because we're gonna have those like crappy seasons of our lives. We can't always be positive and go lucky. Like I think back to like my dad and losing baby JJ and stuff like that. And like, I was not in a good headspace. Josh was like the motivator of the podcast. And I was just tagging along and like hoping it would help me too. Mm-hmm. But I was completely real with everyone as well. Like, here's what I'm dealing with. And I think that's why like we started this, because we have these conversations off, you know, mics, and we know that we are just like you are just like us, where sometimes we get those Sunday scaries and sometimes we're in our own head. But I'm just thankful that like you guys listen. We appreciate you, but also too, you're super understanding, because I don't want to put crap out there.
Now on the flip side of that too, is if you don't hear from us because we didn't get a podcast out that week or whatever too, actually, I would say probably more often than not, it's not because we're not motivated or we're in a slump and things aren't going right. It's actually because we're just so present in the moment and enjoying our lives and doing things that bring us joy, or just it's spending time with one another that we, yes, it's probably terrible planning on our part, but
probably,
you know, we're out mountain biking, or we're just doing stuff around the house, or we're just out enjoying Arizona for what it is, and restaurants and stuff like that. And it's just like, if we look at each other and we go, podcast today, or do you want to go do something? And we go, let's go do something. You know,
so like you have to realize for 13 months, we were in a place where we couldn't do that stuff.
Correct. So we had nothing but time. And
so when it comes to it, maybe we need to restructure how like we do this, like
You know what? Sometimes I listen to podcasts, other people's, that they don't have like set schedules, right?
They just do it when...
when they feel like they can put the best stuff out there and it's going to benefit, you know, the listeners the most. And I, hey, it's been 3 weeks, but in these past 3 weeks, this is what I've, you know, been working on, or this is some realizations that I've had. These are some things I've learned that I want to pass on.
Agreed.
Whereas maybe there might be a time where it's every week because things are really shuffling and moving in our life. And we're just like, oh yeah, like it's...
So give me a win in the last 3 weeks.
A win in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, I would definitely say it's something with that work. I got recognized by the owner of the company.
Yeah.
Apparently my name was being spoken of in a really positive manner, and
that's awesome.
You know, he respects me, and he was actually, I guess, you know, he was impressed by what
toot
I've
your
done.
Own horn.
Yeah, and no, it felt really good because
listeners, toot your own horn,
you know,
too.
My boss was the one that, you know, was always rooting for me, and you know, being my cheerleader to the owner.
Yeah,
and here, you know, I just show up, do my job, you know, what I know how to do, and do it well, and it spoke for itself. And then he was like, oh, you were right in that case. And so that makes you feel really good, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and yeah, just that and cultivating good good employees and culture. It's something I'm really big on. And I've been noticing a change. And it's, you know, you're not gonna turn the ship in one swipe, right? It takes time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but you know, we're starting to get it pointed in the right direction now. And so things are starting to really
isn't that
blossom.
How? Like, so, life is, though.
Oh yeah,
it's not overnight. It's one turn at a time, like you said.
And it's one, it's little things at a time too. Oh gosh, there's a gnat in here. Krista has ADHD.
Sorry.
But you know, it's little things, because if you try to completely change it from black to white overnight, it's not gonna work.
Yeah.
There's going to be too many opportunities to fail. There's going to be too many changes all at once, where if you baby step it and you start to implement things little by little and you perfect those little by little things.
Exactly.
You know, before you know it, your whole routine, your whole outcome, you know, or outlook, your mindset, everything starts to shift. And that's when you start to, you know, reap the benefits of what you've sown.
Yeah.
Right. With everything. So yeah, it takes time, you know, and that's when I got hired for this position, what I, you know, looked at it as a challenge. I said, I'm going to do this, but it's going to be at least 6 months to a year before we really see.
And that's with anything.
Yeah.
Like, listeners, like in your life, like if you're going through a season and you're putting in the hard work, it's going to take a little bit for things to blossom.
Mm-hmm.
So, and my win.
Yeah. What is yours? You like to do that, but what is your win? Before I have a chance to even ask you. Oh, my day was great. Thanks for asking. Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that how it always goes with me?
Yes.
Well, I'm looking at one of the champagne bottles over there. So I've wrote like big goals on champagne, like mini champagne bottles, not like the big champagne bottles, guys. Okay. And I was testing myself to like hit some of these bigger goals and everything. And I have been getting into mountain biking a lot.
As you all know, because it's all she talks about.
I know, right? And I thoroughly enjoy it because, one, I get to spend it with you.
Aw.
But also, two, it helps me. And, like, anything that you do, I hate when people, like, try something and they're like, I was terrible at it, and then just quit. Okay? That's not my mentality at all. Where I was really bad in the beginning. Don't nod your head, okay?
You could stay upright.
I know. But I wasn't that great in the beginning, where now, like, I, 1 week we went out and I told myself, okay, if I can just do one more obstacle mm-hmm. than before,
mm-hmm.
then I've succeeded for the day.
Mm-hmm.
So last time, not this weekend, the weekend before, I was like, all right, I'm going to try and get this one big obstacle and try that one. I ended up getting three
mm-hmm.
because it's a mindset thing.
And the biggest obstacle, we call it the stone waterfall. And it's one of my favorite because there's so many different lines to hit.
I posted it on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
So.
And so it's pretty, you know, video. That's the thing with mountain bikes and stuff like that. is some of these
scary.
Yeah, some of the stuff, and the if the camera angle's off, it's like, oh, cool, you went down a lily pad full of stones.
Mm. I know.
But in real life, like, the normal person would be like, hell no,
yeah,
you know, and walk
exactly.
away. But Kristen now hits this dang obstacle with confidence. And, you know, she had to push through, and like Krista said, mindset.
I was so scared. Like, I would be at the top and, like, psych myself out mm-hmm. and, like, stop. And then I'm like, okay, let me, like, go back around. And then I would keep, like, stopping at this one point. And I'm like, you're there. Like, what's the worst that's going to happen? I break my arm, have to go to the ER. Okay, great.
Just hang on.
Just hold on for dear life at that point. But I kept going back. And then finally, I just got in my own head and I was like, let's try it. Mm-hmm. Let's see what happens. If you get the line, you're going down the whole thing.
Yep.
And I did it.
Yeah.
And then the next time, I didn't even think twice.
Nope.
And I did it.
Yep.
And then this last weekend, I didn't hit the line correctly, so I stopped and I turned around.
Which is normal.
Normal.
Like, that's, yeah.
And then I did
it. Acceptable, I should say.
Like, I just did it.
Yeah.
And
then you'll get to the point where when you come up to it and you're offline, you'll be like, how can I quickly adjust?
Exactly.
Or I'm just going to go with it, let the bike do a lot of the work, and...
and hope I don't die.
You won't die.
But one of the champagne bottles, also too, we go around this mountain mm-hmm. and it's like climbing
mm-hmm.
nonstop. We didn't stop
no
at all last, like, this weekend. And I'm so proud of myself.
And when we did this other trail right by our house, that's an extreme climb. That one's hard. And
I did that with flying colors.
You did.
The day after hit all of those other obstacles.
And the one thing that tripped you up was not because of an endurance thing or anything like that. It's literally like a quartz sheer cliff where it is very technical.
My tire slipped and my foot slipped, but I caught it and then kept going.
Right. And so that's a very technical, most people would walk up that. Like you look at it and you go, that's not rideable.
And I went, speed,
that's it.
Go.
Yep. So kudos to Krista for really, you know, conquering her fears. But also, it's something, I mean, listeners here that have couple, like, that are in a relationship or even your kids or whatever, when you watch them get into something.
And like sports.
Yes. And you watch them or the arts, like learning an instrument. Like, how many people have listened to their kid try to learn to play the trumpet or a violin? And you're just like, oh my gosh. It's like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah. It's like, please.
But eventually, when they get Mary Had a Little Lamb down,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like you get that
hot cross buns.
Right. You just, the basics, but you see them progress. And then, you know, from there, they start, you know, learning Beethoven, and they'll start doing, you know, the concerts at school and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
And we should be taking that in everything that we do. I think a lot of people give up so quickly because they're not seeing the progress that they want to see in their health journey or even like small little things.
In a society of Grinston, that was a amazing.
Wow.
Instant gratification. Grinston.
You combined the words.
Grinston.
You made it up.
So we live in a Grinston culture. But it's, you know, no one has patience anymore. No one wants to put in the work to learn something.
Yeah.
Or challenge, like, get into something that challenges themselves.
Yeah. You have to challenge yourself, because if you're not, I think I say this a lot, if you're not growing, you're dying.
Right.
And, like, we should be constantly pushing ourselves. And that's why I had those mini champagne bottles, because I'm like, that is something that I can work towards, that champagne. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's something simple. And, like, I really wanted to conquer this because, like, guys, I did not grow up on a bike at all. I think the last time I was on a bike, like, before we started doing all of this was, like, decades ago.
I think... What I always say is there's a difference between being able to ride a beach cruiser to the beach.
Yes.
And then doing what we do.
Exactly.
Anyone can ride a beach cruiser from the rental to the beach.
But even that I wasn't good at. And, like, for example, when I was younger, this kind of scarred me, was I was going downhill on a scooter, a Razor scooter. Don't ever do this. And it was so steep, and I fell and scratched up the whole left side of my face, my body, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my friends were just laughing at me. So, I know who they are. But it kind of scarred me of like, oh my gosh, I'm going to fall like that. So every time we went out mountain biking, I would get so scared. I'm like, I'm just going to like ruin my body. Right. And then I think one of the times we went out and I scraped my arm and I was like, okay, it's like little confidence that you just have to keep mm-hmm. pressing forward. And it's like, how do you eat an elephant one chunk at a time?
Right. Right.
Like it's little by little, you'll get to where you want to go. And it's not overnight, unfortunately.
Well, you're also not scared to get the bumps and bruises along the way.
Well, you think about a kid who's learning how to walk, yep. going from crawling to walking. We applaud when they fall. Why are you not applauding yourself when you fall?
Why aren't we also taking that theory into everything else?
Well, that's what I mean.
Right. Of just like, you do have to, you know, crawl before you walk.
Mm-hmm.
You have to walk before you run.
Yeah.
Right? And just like a baby, you're going to look like a drunken sailor when you're trying to walk fast, right?
Or learn to walk.
You know.
Yeah.
So when you start something.
Why have we stopped that?
You're going to not look the prettiest doing it. You're going to look like, you know.
You're going to fail.
Yeah.
Hands down.
But then we all turn into Usain Bolt. So it's, you know what I mean?
Who?
The fastest guy, Usain Bolt, wasn't that his name?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think he holds like a record or something.
The amount of random knowledge that you have is insane. Like, you would win at trivia.
Probably.
Yeah, I know. Let's go out. Let's go to trivia night.
Okay.
Okay, cool. This is not what we wanted to talk about today, but yeah. I need...
Well...
What?
Like, a minute in, you already, like, told...
I know.
Topic.
Did I?
Yeah. Because okay. We usually do this bantering thing first, and then we get into the topic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we can edit that out if you really want.
I don't know how to do all that. I know how to hit record.
No, I mean, it kind of goes into, like, we're living our lives and really trying to make use of this life, because if I know anything, life is very short, and I'm going to keep doing adventures, and I'm going to keep doing all of these different things and enjoy my life, because like, this is it. And I'm going to do everything my dad couldn't do. I have a deep rooted purpose
Same with me and my
mom. My life. Yeah.
You know, so yeah, you know, physical ability is something that I wake up and pray every day. Thank you, Lord, for this body. Thank you for my next breath. Thank you for, you know, my ability to go do this workout, to go on this bike ride, to go for this walk. You know, just that, you know, my body might be bruised, broken, and I have my aches and pains, but you know what? At the end of the day, I'm mobile. I'm still able to do things.
Yep.
You know, I don't let really much hold me back. And yeah, I plan on giving this body up at the end of it, all used and worn up. And,
exactly.
You know, warranty is definitely going to be expired.
Same.
Maybe a couple replacement parts.
Maybe. Who knows? Probably our knees, at least.
Yeah.
But we stopped living a life designed for everyone else, and we started living a life that's designed for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the topic that we wanted to talk more on. We know that a lot of people like talk about this kind of stuff, but I find it very empowering for you to stop living your life based off of everyone else. Like, stop people pleasing. Stop trying to do everything for everyone. Take it from me. Like, I wanted to have this big house and like everyone come visit and have this happy-go-lucky family. But God had a different plan for me. And I am A-okay with that. But I was really honing in on living my life for everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And then thinking about myself after the fact. Like, it's just a wild concept.
And I think, too, like, from my experience, is...
Itchy nose from all the pollen here? I know.
is, like, there'll be things that I'm into or that I'm passionate about or, like. and then...
Like what?
Okay, let's use the example right now. We're in a situation where I need to do something for transportation back and forth to work.
Yeah.
And so, you know... Practicality wise, we have our eyes set on a certain car, and you know, it's one of those things where it would suit that exact purpose very well.
Uh-huh.
And some people might be like, well, that's stupid. Why'd you get that? Or like, that's not X, Y, and Z brand or like whatever. And you know, living our life for somebody else, it would be like, well, if family comes out and visits, you know, then we don't have two four-door cars. Or how would they feel, you know, it's going to be an electric car. There you go, spoiler alert. But anyway, you know, actually, that's a really great example because there's so much
hate behind
opinions. They're very opinion. Very swaying of opinions.
Right? I agree.
And so, you know, what's the backlash of what people are going to say about it? You know, are people going to think it's dumb? You know, that's not what I would have done. Like all these kind of things. And it's like, you know what? Take all that noise away.
Exactly.
Sit with yourself and be like, how do I feel? Am I excited about this decision? Is it going to bring me happiness and joy?
Yeah.
Does it fill a void that I need to fill right now? Is it going to be purposeful in whatever circumstance I'm using it in?
Mm-hmm.
And if all those are yes to you personally, then what the heck does it matter about what anyone else's opinion is, or like a slight inconvenience to somebody else for a 1% of the time
when
it's going to be you interacting with said object or house or whatever 99% of the time.
Exactly. I was going to say something and then my brain just went poof. So
I get that a lot.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But we base it off of that little bit.
That 1% can make us sway a whole decision.
Yeah.
That now we have to compromise in so many other areas.
And you don't have to like this is the kicker. You don't have to explain yourself to other people.
Right.
Like when we moved to South Carolina, people were like so happy for us.
But then when we moved back,
they had their opinions and like, why did you do that?
And they're even
stronger.
Where
are you moving? I know. Like, where are you moving now? Like, I never know where you're going. And I'm like, cool, I'll keep you on your toes because let's be real. I don't want you to know my address at this point.
And it's like, we've been three places. It's not even that. Like,
I know. I just don't get it.
Oh, whatever.
But everyone will always have an opinion, but you don't have to explain yourself.
Right.
I'm so sick of like, I have to say, oh, we want an electric car because blah, 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 blah. I don't care.
Yeah.
At all. This is my choice. This is my life.
Well, let's go to one deeper.
Okay.
You guys are 35. Why don't you have a kid?
Ooh.
And it's just
not 35 yet. Give me 2 weeks. Okay.
But, you know, it's like, first off, none of your business. Second off, you know, if you must know.
Oh, I make them feel real bad.
And then it's
like... If you don't know, I can't have kids.
But, you know, it's like, first off, why does that affect you?
Exactly.
This is our personal decision.
Kind of.
More, you know.
Yeah, more or less.
And it's just, yeah. Yeah, I had to throw that one in there because that one still kind of gets me, even though it's...
You are still impacted, okay? Don't lessen yourself at all.
I don't lessen myself.
Okay. Well, because he always goes, oh, well, it impacts you more than it does me. And I'm like, bruh, do you know how babies are made?
No.
Oh, no?
I think I saw a movie once.
Okay, great. But we're always basing, like, our life. Like, we never wanted kids. And then we got a tickle in our butthole about having a child. And, like, it would have been a blessing for sure. But I said this to someone else. If you are in a grief state of like you're in that 1 to 3 year mark, don't make any decisions like at all. I know a couple people listen to this and have gone through that. And if you're in that 1 to 3 year mark, don't make any decisions, like any life changing. Because I moved to South Carolina and I wanted to have a baby. Like that was life-changing decisions.
Right.
All because I lost my dad. Like, don't do that. And I was appeasing other people.
Right.
And explaining to them, like, why and justifying my actions.
Right.
Like, you don't have to, guys.
Yeah.
You want to go and join the circus? Go right ahead. Good for you.
Good for you.
I am here for it. Like, I will cheer you on no matter what crazy idea and whatever life adventure you want to do. Go do it. Like, a friend at work, they are moving.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because of a job and all this kind of stuff. And she's like, can I talk to you about this? And I was like, it's going to be hard, but you don't know until you go and you try.
Yep.
What's the worst that can happen? You move back. And I even said this to someone at church because they want to move back to their hometown. I'm like, go visit. If you want to move back, move back. Arizona is always going to be here.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You can come back. It's not going anywhere. So,
yeah, stop living. I mean, here's another example. It's, you know, I'm a guy, so I tie it to cars or whatever. But like,
yeah,
you know,
people vroom,
who,
vroom.
No, people who buy pickup trucks for the 1% of, I might go to Lowe's and have to bring home a washer and dryer or some wood, you know. It's like, so you're going to drive 99% of the time with this big ass truck.
For what?
For what? You know they deliver, right?
What?
And like every time I do take my truck to go to these places or nothing furniture ever shopping. Fits. No, not even that. We don't have that in stock, sir, but we can have it delivered free of charge by Tuesday. And I go, why do I even have this thing for?
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
I'm like, what? Now, I do drive literally the smallest truck on the market.
And it is the cutest little truck.
It's a car truck.
Yeah.
Truck car. But,
Ka-truck.
Well, it's like a...
Ruck.
A ute. That's what? Australian for car truck. Like, they actually have cars that are trucks. Like an El Camino back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a ute. They call it a ute.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Or I call it a trucklet.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah,
a trucklet.
Truck.
Yeah. Like a chicken
cutlet.
And I get
made fun of all the time because of it.
You do?
Yeah. That's not a man's truck. Rah, rah, rah. Good American way. Everything's got to be bigger, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Whatever.
How big is yours?
Yeah. I don't have to compensate.
No.
But. Anywho. You know,
gosh.
That, again, me, okay, that purchase right there was me not listening to anyone else because everyone else was like, why don't you get a full-size truck? Like, that's stupid, blah, blah, blah.
Wait, but you did.
I had one.
He had a Tundra for about 3 months.
Yeah, and I absolutely hated it.
And traded it in for his Maverick.
For literally the small, I could fit my truck in the bed of that truck.
Exactly.
And so I didn't listen to anyone. You know what? 2.5 years later, we're actually contemplating that's the car to keep.
Exactly.
And, you know, we're going to make other alterations with the other lineup because that car is the consistent one that is so practical.
Yes.
And has checks Mountain every
bikes.
Box. Yeah.
It has been across the country.
Right.
Like,
and it's a good on gas and everything, but
yeah.
You know, it's
that's
just funny
premium
when you don't listen to people and you live your life for you and what suits you, and everyone's life is different, everybody's circumstances are different, you know, you get to be way more comfortable with your decisions and you block out the hearsay, you block out the opinions, and at the end of the day, you know, just like me trying that e-mountain bike, you know, I was listening to other people, I was, you know, getting hyped up.
Newsflash, he sold it, traded it.
I did.
if you didn't know.
I bought a grill and I got the bike that I really wanted and I couldn't be freaking happier.
Yeah.
I love it. And, you know, I didn't consult with anyone on that trade. I just literally went out and did what I wanted to do and what I felt was right, what my gut was telling me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been the greatest decision. But the initial purchase, I was kind of influenced. I was, you know, listening to everyone else's chatter and people in my ear going, you should do this. This is what you should get, blah, blah, blah. And then I got it and absolutely freaking hated it.
Well, it was cool.
It was cool.
Fast, but...
Yeah, but it didn't suit what I liked.
No.
And my lifestyle.
Exactly.
So,
we like to skirt on the trail. And you couldn't really do that with that big bike.
Yeah. And the trails that we ride don't allow them, but also, too, I'm physically able. God has blessed me with a body that still works.
Yep.
So why would I go out there for exercise, ladies and gentlemen. I don't go out there to sightsee and look at birds.
I mean, I do a little bit of both, and then I, like,
some of the views
go
can't
off the,
help it.
I go off the trail. I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah, I do that. But
you'll look back and, like, almost hit a cacti, yeah. And I'm like, guys, can we just eyes on the road, on the trail?
Eyes on the dirt. But
except
anyway.
When I look at the trail,
yeah.
And I miss all the snakes and stuff like that. And Josh is like, did you see that? I'm like, no.
She also makes me go first. So I'm the first one to.
Isn't that the polite thing to do?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
So. Yeah, I'll die first. As long as you suck the venom out.
Yeah.
Okay. But.
No.
Or pee on it. Which one is it?
That's jellyfish, right?
It might hit one of those. You never know.
You might hit a jellyfish in the middle
of
the desert.
Could you imagine if I get bit And then the park ranger comes and you're peeing on my leg. And is this what you do? We'd make the news,
oh
I swear.
It'd be hilarious. That would be hilarious for sure.
But anyway, guys, when it comes to making decisions for yourself, live for you, make your own decisions.
Amen.
You know, and do what suits you. And like Krista said, if you're in a moment of grief or if you're in a moment where you're angry or upset, you know, we could do a whole nother podcast on reacting in anger.
Yeah.
You know, don't make rash decisions when you're in those types of mindsets. Yeah. You know, be clear. If you have an idea, sit on it for a while. You know, let it marinate. Come back to it. See if you still have that same excitement. See if you still have that same enlightenment when it comes to that area. Because sometimes when you come up with an idea or a decision, you kind of table it or make yourself a sticky note or do something. And then, you know, I have found that with a purchase or whatever it may be, you kind of let it stew a little bit.
Yeah.
And then maybe you don't get excited about it anymore. And you're like, yeah, that would have been a waste. Like, I wouldn't have done that.
Yep.
You know, or you still have that same passion and drive and fire for it. And you're like, no, this is right. I need to hop on this.
Exactly.
So.
Yep. And pray on it.
And pray on it. For sure. And
sure.
Listen to that voice. Because that's...
That's the voice you want to listen to.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. We appreciate y'all so, so much. And thank you for always tuning in and, you know, putting a lot of development to yourself. Mm. Like, I appreciate that you are the 1% that continually wants to develop in your health, wealth, success, everything. So just thank you. And if you love this, please share. We only grow by sharing. So that's the way.
That's it.
That's the way. And if you want more, you can go to peakdrivenllc.com, find any fitness classes, any challenges going on, or anything that's happening in our lives.
Yeah, you got a six-weeker going on right now.
I do. We are 1 week in.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see the progression in people's mindsets because I really base it on that and not the physical just comes with it because it's mind and body. You have to get your mental space correct 100%. In order for everything else to follow.
100%. So, love it. Love it.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you and we'll see y'all next time.
All right. God bless. Love y'all.
Go be the light. Bye-bye. Bye.